Okay. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yes. And I don't hear my echo, so that's good.
Yeah. I don't have it either this time, so that's good. But to answer your question, yeah, we make it pretty simple for you. As a Google partner, we do all the legwork. So we'd actually handle all the online listings for you and get you as much exposure as possible. All you really have to do is answer the phone and obviously try to do quality work and get good reviews.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. Try to keep it as simple as possible for you guys. You know, last thing you need to do at the end of a long day of roofing is to hop on a computer and try to figure stuff out, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. Just based on the traffic from the previous company that we were working with, we anticipate you getting multiple calls on a day-to-day basis, but obviously you're going to want to cherry-pick the jobs you do and don't want to take, the projects, mm-hmm. take time. You know, I know mm-hmm. they range anywhere from, on average it's about 12 grand. For metal mm-hmm. roofs in this area.
That's, yeah, you're
that's
right.
What it, mm-hmm. Yeah, so what it averages out to be, 11, 5, 12 usually. So usually the first one, we're able to offset the cost of the program for, the whole year. The monthly price is $249. That's with the website and everything. But throughout that month, obviously, like I said, the prospects that'll be coming in. The other two companies that are up there, I don't know if you heard of Kentucky Commercial Roofing before.
I probably have. I can't remember on top of my head, no.
Okay. They're a pretty common one out this way. And then there's also another one, R&W Construction Remodeling, which is trying to focus on full metal buildings from top to bottom, not just roofs. And then there was also Mark's Commercial previously, but that's why we have the position available where we can post NW Metal Roofing.
The first one you listed, are they located in Munfordville?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Kentucky.
I think I know who they are. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they've been doing advertising for almost 10 years.
I think I know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on Mill Street in Munfordville.
Is the name Robert Byler or Robert Miller?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who he is. I sure do. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't have to go out to every job that gets that contacts you. You know, you could cherry pick through mm-hmm. them. I always tell my guys take what's best for them. But if you have guys that you could subcontract the work out to the area, more power to you. You know, some people are able right. to make it work just off that. You know, just by knowing the guys that can get the job done, even mm-hmm. if they don't go out on it themselves. But the sites included in the package and pricing structure, we don't charge any other fees. So you don't have any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. The $249 is an all-inclusive price. So you won't have any surprises throughout the month. You just get billed one time per month. Okay.
Perfect.
And then as far as the campaign, if you signed up with us today, you'd only be committing to 1 month. So you'd be committing to February 8th. We would do a client interview with you at a set time tomorrow. You can hand select the time that's best for you, but we want to interview you so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you receiving any right. calls from maybe a service that you don't provide. So we'll customize the campaign.
Could you interview me Wednesday?
Wednesday? Absolutely.
Tuesday's going to be kind of tough.
Before I schedule the appointment, we would need to secure the listing. So
right.
Right. Obviously you could see a value in moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let me create the listing first, and then I'll schedule the client interview for Wednesday. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to mm-hmm. use this phone number that we're on
yes.
now?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. So
270-218-2339?
That's correct.
All right. Perfect. Let me go ahead and submit. All right. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's see.
There will be a little open and close icon on there. So, you know, this is basically the times for them to call you. If you want to shut your phone off at a certain time or not respond, that would be, it'd be pretty useful.
Yeah, make it 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Okay. 7 a to 7 p. Okay. Now is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed.
Yes.
Okay, good man. And can you receive, you can't receive card, right? Just cash and check?
Yes, just a check and the cash, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Cash and check only. All right, and then there's a postcard they're going to want to send to you in the mail. Is this 7161 okay. Priceville Road still a good address?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to hide this online moving forward. I don't want people to be able to show up to your doorstep.
Perfect.
Uninvited. Okay. What's your last name, Nevin?
Wengerd. W-E-N-G-E-R-D.
W-E-N-G-E-R-D. Okay.
Yes.
And the first name, you spell it N-E-V-A-N?
I-N.
I-N. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, and the middle initial is N as in Nancy.
Okay. Nevin and Wengerd. All right.
Yes.
All right. Do you have a business email address?
So I do, but don't publicize it.
We won't. Well, it's just for us to send you the agreement in writing.
Correct.
So that way you have
sure.
it documented, and then also send the receipt. You could write it off as a business expense. So that way it doesn't
yes,
cost
sir.
You anything later on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dutch Country Homes at ibyfax.com. So I don't have internet. It's a fax machine that sends and receives emails, but I don't have the actual internet, just so you know.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, there's an agreement that I'm going to send to you in writing on there, so that way you have it.
Good. Do I have to send something back to you?
Usually they ask for a signature, but I could let them know that you can't do the e-signature on there.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you get texting on this number, or no? It's a landline?
This phone is actually a talk-only flip phone. So
gotcha. Okay.
There's no internet, no text. I'm sorry.
No problem. No problem. So let me just adjust this. All right, so you'll still have the documents. We just won't. I'll just put on there. We'll be able to sign and return them. It's okay.
Okay.
There's another form though. They will ask you to fill out, but I don't. You can't sign and return that. Well, let me just verify. So, do you have a proper license and insurance for the state of Kentucky for metal roofing?
I will have it by the end of next week.
Okay.
Like a statewide contractor's insurance.
Right,
liability
right.
as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so what they're looking for is more that you intend to get it at some point.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, but if you say that, that's fine. I'll push it through either way. I found a site, justplainbusiness.com. Is that you?
Yes.
Got this, okay, it's got this number on it. I'm going to go ahead and attach this to the placement on the first page of Google. It's a pretty decent site.
Okay.
I'm going to attach that. That way they can at least see some examples.
So you will literally take my whole site and put it on a promotion, right? Like the photos and reviews and everything.
Exactly. So on Google, it has its own separate little page. It's called a Google Business
mm-hmm.
Profile, and you got to have one right. of those in order to exist on Google.
Mm-hmm.
We'll create that, go into the back end of it, and then we'll actually program it so that way you appear for the services you offer. So people don't have to type in NW metal roofing. They could just look up metal roofing or roofing contractor
Perfect.
Or best roofing,
Perfect.
Right? And then they'll start seeing you as the top option there with your name, address, phone number. Actually, I'm going to hide the address for you, but they'll still have city, state, and zip on there. You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to get the general information and contact you.
Good.
Okay. Good. And then you guys can hash it out from there. We don't get in between you and them. So it's just
mm-hmm.
we put you up there. You paid for us to keep you up there. Then everything that comes with it, we have them just take that up with you.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that in order to get your information, they got to look up something that you provide and at least be in that area. So they're pre-screened. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me update.
Do you know what Angie Leeds is? Have you heard
yeah.
of that?
Yeah, I do. I've heard of that before. They actually buy Google Ads.
Right. What's your opinion on them? I mean, just your honest opinion.
So they're a reseller, Nevin. So what they do, I don't like what they do. Okay, I don't think it's ethical. I don't think you should do should. So pretty much what they're doing is they'll buy a lead. Like, let's say you sign up for me today, right? And then when you get a call from a customer, they'll take that person's information and then they'll go to like five other roofers and then they'll sell them that person's information for like a
fee.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so it's a weird system. Like, if you don't text message too, that's kind of a problem because they send you the information usually in text and then they charge it for the information right away, even if you don't get the job. So sometimes you're just paying for somebody's phone number where it's like, you know, if the phone number is a couple hours old, they might already came to an agreement with somebody, you know.
So they use the same lead for a numerous businesses. Is that what you said?
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost like gambling, you know. It's like, it's almost like buying a scratcher from the store or something, you know. You pay money for it and then they give it to you and it's like a big maybe. You don't really know until you call them and try to figure out what's going on. And then if it doesn't turn out to be work, you know, then, I mean, you basically lost the lead fee charge and whatever time it took you to figure out it was, good or no good, you know.
They actually called me Tuesday, and I signed up Tuesday, and I want to give it a try, but I just wanted to see your opinion.
Yeah, I think you'd like this a lot more, especially if you're not a texter, then, you know, this is a lot better, because the customers call you live on this. It's not like a pay-per-lead service, and then we don't charge you for every call, so it's like, you know, if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It's just $249. You don't have to worry about any surprises. With them, who knows what you're going to spend each month. You don't really know until you get to the end of the month, and then you can evaluate it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well, but I was going to try it, so we'll see what happens, but
it's worth a try. I would say, you know, I mean, it's 2024. Nowadays, things are just getting harder and harder to do without the internet. Yeah, and they're just trying to make it impossible almost nowadays to even – get by without it. But you know, it's not a bad thing to put your name out there on that platform if you're not doing something like we're doing now today, getting on the first page of the search results.
It's not a bad thing, but it might not be for the long term.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, you don't want to pay per lead forever. You wind up spending way too much money on those leads, you know, if you have to buy three or four of them before you get a roof job. I mean, it's still going to make sense for you financially if the jobs are 11.5 to 12 on average, you know, but at the same time, you know, you don't want to pay $400 or $500 before you get one, you know. It's just extra overhead. You could have paid a guy for, you know, a couple days or a week to be out there actually working.
Yep.
All right. So I got your business profile set up. I know you said the client interview would be best on Wednesday. What time do you think would be best on Wednesday?
5 o'clock p.m. Is that okay?
Central I could
time.
Do that.
If not, okay.
No, I could do that. I could schedule it between 5 and 6 CT.
Perfect.
That work? All right. Let me go ahead and lock in. Normally they text you an hour before, but if you got if you can write it down on a calendar somewhere, they're very diligent. They will call
between
you
between 5 and 6. Okay, perfect.
5 and 6 on Wednesday. Okay, and that's going to be the 10th. Okay, let me save. All right, and then everything else we'll have to do over the phone. So we're going to do a phone verification. You'll get that postcard in the mail. The rest of the stuff we'll just verify over the phone in order to get the placement up and running for you.
Okay.
That way you don't have to worry about any text messages or hopping on a computer or nothing like that.
Perfect.
All right, let me save. All right, I got you all squared away here. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
As a debit card thing or a credit card?
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name. Just my name.
Oh, okay. Nevin Wengard. Okay, and the billing address for this has to match up, so it's the same as the street address we're sending that Google PIN verification letter?
Yep, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. Bill Road. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I gotta have my wallet on me right now.
Okay.
You said it's 240?
It'll be 249. Yeah, 249 exactly. So it'll be a dollar under 250.
Perfect. It's the card. It is 5156.
Okay.
7868.
Okay.
3643. 4626.
4626. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1/24. No, I'm sorry. 1/28, my bad.
Oh, no problem. Let me go ahead and adjust. Okay, and then there's a little 3-digit code on the back.
Yes. 337.
337, okay. Go ahead and update. Okay. Okay. Now, this pricing structure that I got you on, it's a discounted pricing structure. It's about half. Okay. And then I'm going to lock you in at this deal, though. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
As long as you want to stay with us month to month, you'll get the same deal. It'll just be $249. You won't have to worry about it going back up to the $499 roofing cost.
Awesome.
Okay. That should put you into the green. We're really looking for somebody, like you were saying earlier, like a long-term solution that we could work with and just kind of constantly refer for this the work in this area. So as long as your reviews and everything are coming back good, then, you know, we'll leave you dead to rights on it. But,
right.
You know, obviously you'd be careful about people that you hire, you know.
Yeah,
I've had
exactly.
some crazy situations where the guy I work with is a good guy, but then we find out later he's got a couple of crazies working for him, and then, you know, things start going south
exactly.
or whatever. Yeah, so just be careful of that. Make sure you oversee everything. You know, you give them your shake. You know what to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. They will send this over to your email, so you'll still have this in writing as well.
Okay.
It'll come through that fax. Now, as I'm walking you through, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you. Can you please state the name of your business?
NW Metal Roofing.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the business?
Nevin N. Wenger. You mean like the...
Owner, right?
Employer?
Yeah, you'd be the
owner. I'm the owner, yes, correct. Owner.
Okay. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Nevin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says phone calls and emails, but I excluded the email part. So they'll only hold you accountable for phone calls. The emails will come through to that fax still. I have it set up to forward there. So it's they're not going to see your email anywhere online, but there is, like, if they fill out a form or it's like a lead, they may fax it over to you if they're not able to get a hold of you via your phone.
Gotcha.
Like, we notice you're not answering. Okay, so they might just use that as like a second source of maybe getting a hold of you. So
okay.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month and you're not binded to any kind of contract or anything.
Okay.
It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted price for as long as you choose to remain with us. So each month on the 8th day, it's going to be set up to renew at $249. Okay, that won't go up or change. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time because you're not binded to a contract. So you could discontinue any time, but if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the 8th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then there's no, like, cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. We just part ways as friends. All right. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment had cleared. Look out for a fax. It'll come from our company. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing there. That way you have it all documented in black and white. And then you're basically good to go until our client interview scheduled for Wednesday. I got you scheduled between 5 and 6. You have a pen and paper by chance? I could give you my direct number. That way if you want something done quick, you could just call us directly. You don't got to go through the whole customer service or worry about email or anything. So it's 877-635-6225. And then you want to you hit extension 1. And there's 24/7 customer service. So even if I'm not available, it'll send you to a live representative to be able to help you with your account. Okay?
And your name?
My name is Jonathan, but I go by John, like the Bible, J-O-H-N. And then the last name, Hill, H-I-L-L.
Perfect.
Okay. And I'm the director here. So anytime you need something done quick, you know, feel free, contact me directly. Anything more technical, you can still let me know, but then I will probably, like if it has to do with the website or something, I'll send it to one of my guys we got working for us downstairs. And they say allow 24 hours to see the changes happen.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, don't hesitate to ask. You know, we want to make sure that it's working for you. If you're not making money, then we're not going to make money, right? So, if there's anything you need, or maybe you don't want to go to a certain area or deal with a certain group of people, you know, no questions or dumb questions. Just put it that way. Let us know so we can customize it and make sure we're setting you up with the ideal opportunities each month.
So what is the keyword that customers have to put in, like Central Kentucky or?
No. So it's geo-targeted, so the internet kind of knows where they're searching from. Usually if they're within 40 to 50 miles of you, and they type in one of the keywords. We give you 15 different ones, but that's what that client interview is going to be about on Wednesday. So we'll have some recommendations because we can actually see which ones are being searched the most, but you have final say on it, right? So I know metal roofing is a no-brainer, right? But if you just want to be up there for roofing contractor or if there's other types of things you do, both commercial and residential, that's really what that interview is going to be about. It's just customizing it so we can make sure the calls that you're getting are already, like, pre-screened. It's not somebody wasting your time, you know?
So you said 15 different ones?
Yeah, there's 15 keywords total. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we want to maximize it. I mean, most of your searches are going to be, like, in five keywords, really. Most people are typing in either just metal roofing or roofing.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, we want to, if there's even a niche service that you provide, I don't know if you do like siding or gutters or things like that, but those are things we would definitely want to still have you up there for, because it could just mean extra money, more work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, you could always subcontract it out, maybe if you got a buddy that kind of falls within the realm but specializes in something different, and then we can, as long as it's within that category, right, of the roofing.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for signing up again. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any other questions moving forward, do not hesitate to call. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you at Wednesday at 5 o'clock and go through your client interview.
Okay. So one question. On my profile, it says that I do standing seam.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, I am not educated for standing seam. So Would that be recommendable if they do call me? I have a cousin that does it, and I could refer them to him, or
yeah.
Do you recommend having that off my profile?
No, if we can help them still, and you can help them still and make money off of it, like you tell your cousin, hey, you know, $50, here, go out on this one. I pretty much closed it for you. It's a done deal. You just got to go help this
okay.
lady out. More power to you, you know. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, what we want to do is have you making money. And even if it's, you know, a service that, hey, maybe I don't do this, but my cousin does it, and I can make some money, though, by getting him, you know, hooked up with these people, then, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll talk to you on Wednesday, okay?
All righty. I'll be ready for you.
All right. You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.